dawn, scientists know from anatomical and genetic evidence that chimpanzees are humanity's closest living relatives. Anthropologists want to find out where and when the split happened between the closest ancestors of humans, called hominins, and the ancestors of modern chimpanzees.
Don't researchers know that the split happened in Africa about 7 to 10 million years ago, Yayo? Human ancestors didn't migrate to Asia and Europe until about 2 million years ago.
That's what they thought. But then in 2017, a team of researchers from Europe and Canada published findings that human ancestors were in Europe around 7.2 million years ago.
They must have found some new fossils.
No, they were studying a fossil hominin discovered in Greece way back in 1944 by German soldiers digging a bunker. The hominin is called Greekopithecus freibergi. The scientists analyzed the sediment in which this fossil was found and the sediment in which a second specimen was found in Bulgaria. The ages for both came out the same, which is further evidence that the finding is reliable and that human ancestors were in Europe much earlier than what scientists had previously thought. The evolution of our earliest direct ancestors may have happened in Europe instead of Africa.
But Yael, anthropologists don't agree that Greekopithecus was actually a human ancestor. Because all they have are its jawbone and teeth, the argument comes down to a matter of tooth structure. Apes of many sorts were much more abundant back then than they are today. It's estimated that there were 100 different species. The tooth structure could have evolved independently in a non-hominin.
There's a lot we don't know yet about human evolution.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.